Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. But today, we're diving headfirst into the octagon of AI coding tools. In this corner, Cursor, the proprietary VS Code fork. And in the other corner, Cline, the open-source VS Code extension.
Ooh, sounds like a real slugfest. So what makes these two contenders tick?
Well, Cursor boasts AI features built right in, while Cline can flex with almost any large language model. Plus, Cline has a more active fork called Rhine. Think of it as Cline's sparring partner, always keeping it sharp.
A training montage, I love it. So what's the challenge these coding titans are facing?
We're building a live football prediction app. No real money involved, just bragging rights. And our first task? Making that pesky search box focus and the keyboard pop up when you hit search. A junior dev could fix it in 15 minutes, but can our AI gladiators do it faster?
Place your bets, folks. Who's taking round one?
Cursor uses a vector database, like a super-powered code-searching bloodhound. Cline? It relies on TreeSitter, which can get a little lost in larger code bases.
Uh-oh, sounds like trouble for Cline. Did it get knocked out?
Not quite. Both finished at roughly the same time. But Cursor nailed the fix, even diagnosing potential issues like focus stealing and Z-index woes. Cline, bless its heart, missed the mark.
Round one goes to Cursor, but can it maintain the momentum?
Next up, filtering tournaments. When you search, only tournaments with matching matches should show. Cursor used its embedding search magic again, while Cline, well, let's just say it needs a pep talk.
Another point for Cursor, this is getting lopsided.
I know, right? And the final showdown, adding AI-powered news summaries and predictions for each match. This involves web scraping, API calls, and some serious LLM wizardry.
Sounds like a boss fight. Did they bring their A game?
Cursor stumbled a bit with the web scraping, but eventually used Playwright and Google Gemini 2 Flash to deliver a structured summary and even a prediction. Cline, unfortunately, got stuck in an error loop. I tried to help, but it just couldn't recover.
Cursor takes the match. Any closing thoughts?
Cursor's consistency won the day. While both tools have their quirks, Cursor got the job done. Though, I have to say, its performance can be a bit moody sometimes. But hey, even champions have their off days, right? Don't forget to subscribe and join our membership for more AI coding showdowns.
That's all the time we have for today, folks. See you next time on Nutty's Show.